In this lesson, we will talk about marriage as covenant before God. A Christian wedding minister must understand that marriage is more than a romantic celebration, a legal arrangement, a family event, or a beautiful ceremony. Those things may be part of the wedding day. There may be romance, there may be legal paperwork, there may be family joy. There may be music, flowers, vows, rings, pictures, and celebration. But Christian marriage is deeper than all of these. Christian marriage is a covenant before God in which one man and one woman are joined together as husband and wife in faithful, embodied, lifelong love. This is why the wedding minister must not treat the ceremony as merely an event to perform. The bride and groom are not merely clients. They are embodied souls preparing to enter covenant life. They are whole persons before God. They bring their bodies, their stories, their families, their habits, their faith, their wounds, their hopes, and their future into this covenant. In Genesis, God creates humanity, male and female. Marriage is not invented by culture. It is part of God's good creation design. In Matthew 19, Jesus teaches that a man leaves father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. Jesus then says, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." This means that Christian marriage is not merely a private agreement between two people. It is a covenant reality before God. The wedding minister helps the bride and groom recognize this holy seriousness. The vows are not simply romantic words. They are covenant promises. The rings are not merely jewelry. They are visible signs of faithful commitment. The pronouncement is not merely a ceremonial ending. It publicly recognizes that the bride and groom are now husband and wife. The blessing is not merely a kind wish, it is prayerful dependence on God's grace. This covenant view shapes how the minister prepares. The one wedding officiant must understand that even one ceremony carries holy weight. The ordained wedding officiant must avoid becoming casual or routine. The church staff minister must represent the church's biblical understanding of marriage with care. The chaplain must understand that a wedding request may carry deep spiritual and emotional meaning, especially in crisis settings. The life coach minister must help couples think beyond wedding planning toward covenant life. Marriage as covenant also gives the minister courage. Sometimes couples want a Christian-looking ceremony without Christian meaning. Sometimes families want religious language but not covenant seriousness. Sometimes the couple wants the wedding day but has not considered the marriage life. A faithful wedding minister gently brings the conversation back to covenant. You might say, "My role as a Christian wedding minister is to help you prepare not only for a ceremony but for a covenant before God." That statement is simple, clear, and pastoral. It does not shame the couple. It invites them into deeper reflection. Advanced wedding ministry begins when the minister sees the wedding not merely as a schedule, script, or performance, but as a sacred threshold. The bride and groom stand before God, they make promises before witnesses, they begin life as husband and wife, and the wedding minister serves that moment with truth, grace, reverence, and joy.